Our condolences to the believers on the past arba'een of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members, and his loyal companions. So we're going to be talking about the arba'een walk in 5 quick points. Number 1, the people. The number of people who are present for the arba'een walk is completely mind-blowing. There are so many different people from so many different places in the world. All you can say is subhanallah. And you might be like, oh come on, there can't be that many people, can there? But believe me, there were people from all over the world. There were people from India, Pakistan, Iran, Afghanistan, Iraq, the United Kingdoms, Syria, Lebanon, America, Indonesia, England, Germany, Kazakhstan, and a lot of other places. And believe it or not, even some non-Muslims came. Like, we saw Christians, and I've heard that even Hindus come. And when you ask them, why do you come on the arba'een walk? They say, we love Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And it's really unbelievable, but we saw people who didn't have legs, or people who didn't have arms, people who couldn't see, people who couldn't hear, really old people, little babies, people in wheelchairs, and they were all going for the love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Number 2, the food and drinks. So you know how before your very first arba'een, you're kind of worried about the whole foreign food situation? Well, let me ease your worried brain. It was raining food, and not like light showers raining. It was a great, huge downpour of food everywhere. There were so many different foods from different places on earth. For example, there was every type of kebab you could possibly imagine, made with every type of halal meat there is. Then there was the rice. There was white rice, there was brown rice, there was also yellow rice, there was biryani rice, there was rice with beans, there was rice without beans, and there was a lot of rice with so many different meats and a lot of different flavors and different sauces. There was also vegetarian stuff, like rice and beans is vegetarian, right? And then there was like this rice with this really tasty eggplant sauce. It was so good. There were lots of foods that went with bread, and there was so much soft and fresh bread. It was unbelievable. Like, they cook the bread right there and then they give it to you. There was also tea, coffee, water, natural juice, unnatural juice, lots of different types of slushy, milk, water, cold water, like really cold water. There was also iced latte, ice cream, iced lollies, and a lot of other stuff. And it's like a tiny miracle, but when you had a really little bit of something, like any type of food, you felt really full. Like, you had one small cup of water and you felt like all your thirst is quenched. It was really amazing. Subhanallah. Number 3, the ziyarat. So first of all, we visited the holy shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the city of Najaf. We also visited the shrines of Muslim ibn Aqil, Mukhtar al-Saqafi, Maysam al-Tammar, Hani ibn Urwa, and Kumail ibn Ziyad. And also the beautiful masajid of Hannana and Sahla. These beautiful sites were all in the city of Kufa. And we visited the holy shrines in Qadhimain, the shrines of Imam Musa al-Qazim and Imam Muhammad al-Taqi alayhim as-salam. And we also visited the beautiful shrines in Samara, the shrine of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi as-salam and Imam Ali al-Naqi alayhi as-salam. And of course, we visited the holy shrine of Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and his loyal flag bearer and beloved brother Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. It was such a beautiful and spiritual journey to all of these holy sites. Number 4, the feel of the shrines of the Immaculate Imams, peace and blessings upon them. So each haram had a different feeling. You know, it was like the haram had a special feeling for itself. Like in the haram of Imam Ali alayhi salam, it was so calm and so peaceful. It was like you were at home. It was like the feeling that a small child has when he's in the arms of his father. It was truly beautiful. And in the haram of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam, you felt so full of energy yet completely calm at the same time. It was awesome. And in the haram of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you felt like like you could sit in the haram and talk to Imam Hussein alayhi salam all day and all night long. You felt like you could tell Imam Hussein alayhi salam anything and everything that's ever happened to you. You can tell him about everything you've done, and you don't feel like he's angry or he's disappointed. You feel like he'll listen to you and help you through everything. Subhanallah. Number 5, the walk itself. Okay, so yes, it was hard and it was hot, and I think I did overpack. But you know what? That very knowledge that you're going for Imam Hussein alayhi salam motivates you, and you don't get tired even though it's really hot. So this was the first time I slept in a mokib. A mokib is basically like a building or a tent or something like that where a lot of people can sleep for the night or for the day. So there were a lot of different people in the mokibs. The mokibs had beds and pillows and also blankets, but like with that many people in one room, it's kind of stuffy, don't you think? Even though it was kind of hot, and normally I could not have slept in hot weather, I slept so well, and like only for 2 hours, but I was completely energized and ready for the walk. I've learned that an important factor in the walk is your shoes. So, and it's different for some people. Like, I like tennis shoes. They make me feel comfortable and I can walk in them all day and all night. Other people like sandals, which are also not bad, actually. They're good. But the most important thing is that you're comfortable, because if you're not comfortable in your shoes, you start getting sores on your feet, which makes it hard to walk and get to your ultimate destination. But what's really amazing is that some people even went barefoot. Allah bless them. And finally, I learned that sometimes you have to get out of your comfort zone. And I also learned how to deal with other people, because it's really hard. But for Imam Hussein, it becomes completely easy. And you know, sometimes I think other people are just misunderstood, and you don't really understand them because you've never been in their shoes. And that's what causes misunderstandings. So try to put yourself in other people's shoes and understand where they come from. And perhaps that will solve a lot of the misunderstandings going around. I also learned to be patient, because if you're not patient at the Arba'in walk, you won't make it. That means you have to be steadfast and resilient. I pray to Allah that I can go back next year, and so should you, wherever you are.